the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
We have to keep the drugs out of our country. We stop the drugs. But we have some bad hombres here, and we're going to get them out.
Hi, I'm Phil Gray. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, episode 396, the first of the new year. And my only New Year resolution is to continue bringing you the greatest, coolest, most obscure 60s garage I can find. But to get this episode underway, a reasonably well-known track. This is the Paragons out of Charlotte, North Carolina, and a track called ABBA.
It's guest time on the Village Square, and today, ladies and gentlemen, we have a group with us known as the Paragons. A group that we met in Charlotte, North Carolina, a real nice bunch of guys. They got a record out called ABBA. So here it goes, ABBA by the Paragons.
Telling all of them lies. Yeah, let me hear you say yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, let me hear you say yeah.
Yeah. I saw ABBA late last night. Come to me, girl. Baby, turn on your love light. She didn't know just what to say. At me, I could tell she'd be mine. Yeah, but now you're mine. Well, baby, now you're mine. Yeah, let me hear you say yeah.
Yeah, that's the Paragons out of Charlotte, North Carolina. One of the most popular groups in the area during the time. Huge hit with that song, ABBA, in that area. Very much influenced by British invasion bands, the Stones, the Yardbirds, the Hollies as well were very influential on the band, who were originally called the Pagans, but apparently they were concerned about losing church gigs. So they changed their name from the Pagans to the Paragons. That track, A-side of their January 1967 45 on Bobby Records. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospec 60s Garage Punk Show. Here's one out of Keokuk, Iowa. This band released just two singles, one in 66, one in 67, but recorded numerous other tracks that were then collated onto three retrospective albums. They are members of the Iowa Rock and Roll Music Association Hall of Fame. This is Gonn, G-O-N-N, with Blackout of Greatley.
The universe is permeated with the odor of kerosene.
We'll be right back. So I just say this. It's a disgraceful thing. And that should be an impeachable event, I guess.
Time and lights, running red lights, other drivers won't yield. People stand without sound, tears touch the ground. Dry away.
Suspense, pet workers' unions. I learned new words. So I went to the airport. They said, "You have a reservation?" I said, "What the hell do I look like, an Indian?" Oh, shit.
It's RetroSpec 60s Garage Punk Show, episode 396. Three American garage tracks there. Gone, Blackout of Greet Lee, top of the set. Then a 1968 A-side from The Remaining Few. The track called Painted Air. Great slice of 60s acid punk. And then thirdly, actually a discovery for me from last year. The band is called The Gods, G-O-D-Z. There was a slightly later band kind of through the 70s and early 80s called The Gods. This band were from New York City. Psychedelic band existed from 66 to 73. The first recordings resulted in an album called Contact High. Second LP, 1967, was Gods 2. And then 1968, The Third Testament, which seemed to largely be made up of kind of studio freakouts from various friends that were invited. So The Gods with Riffin', cool track, almost made it onto one of my Psychedelic Curios episodes from late 2019.
Some of the records are so suggestive, until even the disc jockeys won't even play. Can you say amen?
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
There's a picture of this band up on our Instagram and Facebook. They are called the Ace of Cups, long lost San Francisco all-girl group. Now, they've reformed in the last few years, in their 70s now. Really overlooked this band. And you have to say, largely due to the patriarchal nature of the San Francisco music scene. So they played a free concert with Hendrix in Golden Gate Park 1967. They supported the band. They shared bills with the Grateful Dead, Jefferson Airplane and Quicksilver Messenger Service, but never released an album. Hendrix even said, "I heard some groovy sounds last time in the States, like this girl group Ace of Cups, who wrote their own songs, and the lead guitarist is hell, really great." So this is the Ace of Cups with Circles.
People telling me what they know. I don't There are many people today who know how to use God's name. When they take a hammer and they hit their hand, they know how to say God blankety blank blank.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Du matin, faut se réveiller. Oh, je sommeille. Bon, alors un peu de musique pour se mettre en train. Je sais pas moi, quelque chose comme Talking about my generation. Ouais, c'est pas tout à fait ça. Je trouve plus ma brosse à dents. Quel passé celle-là encore. La bleue est à mon père, la rouge est à ma mère. La jaune est à mon frère, j'avais pas vu ma brosse à dents. Tiens, on est lundi aujourd'hui. Ah, pour demain, j'ai un devoir d'anglais. J'aimerais bien avoir Paul McCartney pour m'aider. J'ai envie de mettre un disque pour embêter les voisins qui roupillent toute la journée. Quelque chose comme un bon Elvis Presley. Oh, mais c'est vrai, celui-là, il en est resté. Un peu d'eau sur la figure pour me réveiller. Le dodo, c'est terminé. presque prête et ça va beaucoup mieux. Je mets mon Shetland rouge ou bien mon Shetland bleu? Mon Shetland rouge? Mon Shetland bleu? Mon Shetland bleu? Mon Shetland rouge? Non, mon Shetland bleu. Mon Shetland rouge?
It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Ace of Cups, top of that set with Circles. Then The Daisy Chain, another girl group. Fontana, released from 1968. A track called Beach Ball, B-side of their 1968 45. Not to be confused with a psychedelic band from Fullerton called The Daisy Chain. Then third in the set, a little bit of Global Garage, a taste of what's coming later in the show. Jacqueline Taieb, born in Tunisia, French singer and songwriter of Tunisian descent. Best known as a pop and yeah singer in France. She arrived in France at age 8, began composing songs at age 12. 1966 was discovered by a talent scout, headed to Paris, signed to Impact Records, where she recorded 7 Hours du Matin, the track we had from Jacqueline Taieb.
I said my piece. I don't think there's very much else I can do, but I'm hoping that in view of the fact I've had numerous letters and telephone messages, people emphatically endorsing my action, and I'm hoping that local opinion may ultimately put a stop to the unpleasant exhibition.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelic.
Well, here's a band out of the Gentilly subdivision of New Orleans, Louisiana, from 1965. In 1967, the manager of a local venue proposed funding a single for the group. They recorded Trying to Mess My Mind and She's the One, both recorded at Jazz City Studio in Camp Street. But unfortunately, the band members' parents refused to agree to a recording contract and the single's distribution was abruptly halted. But tracks have appeared on comps called Louisiana Punk and Teenage Shutdown, the World 8 Round, It's Square. So here's the B-side of their 1967-45 on Flambeau Records. Dr. Speck's Optical Illusion, She's the One.
That you'll always, always be.
Bill Gray
in retrospect, 60s garage punk show.
Mm-hmm.
hot party. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
We had Dr. Specs' Optical Illusion, top of the set with She's the One. Then a classic from The Leaves out of San Fernando Valley. The earliest release of that garage standard, Hey Joe, from 1966. Covered by so many bands in the States. And as regular Retrospect listeners will know, many, many global garage covers of that track too. Then wrapping the set from Sydney, Australia. R&B band, active in the mid-60s. Very short tenure though. Had a huge hit in Australia with their cover of Fortune Teller, originally recorded by Benny Spellman and done by the Rolling Stones as well. But we remember them for the track we had, called Black, feedback-drenched cover of the traditional folk song called Black is the Colour of My True Love's Hair. The Throb, out of Sydney, Australia. Dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, PodDirectory, and many more. Let's look at Global Garage again. Here's one from a band out of Hamburg, The Rattles, formed in 1960. Best known for a 1970 track, though, called The Witch. They played at the same venue as the Beatles on many occasions in the early 60s. Here's a track from an LP called Twist Im Star Club Hamburg from 1963. The Rattles with Mashed Potato.
Mashed Potato, yeah! Yeah!
I'm Phil O'Brien, host of RNZ's Matinee Idol, and I'm listening to Phil Gray's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Retrospect.
60s garage punk, garage rock, freak beat, and psychedelic.
Horrible, and nobody wants to say that.
Sabishi nani ano kimi dakara amaete hoshi boku ni dake. I don't know what to do.
Four global garage tracks. German band The Rattles, top of the set with Mashed Potatoes. Then The Spiders, out of Japan, picture up on our Instagram and Facebook. Great Japanese group sounds band. Their cover of the rock and roll classic Dizzy Miss Lizzy. Very cool that is too. Then we had Lost Beat 4. You can read about them on our Instagram and Facebook too. Influenced by The Animals, The Kinks and The Beatles. A bunch of Chilean musicians formed The Electrons. Then changed their name to Lost Beat 4 and decided to sing exclusively in Spanish. Their big success came with a track called Give Me a Banana Nino, a promotion for a banana-flavoured ice cream. Short career, but intense. They were very popular, published four LPs. Chile's Lost Beat 4, a track called Lo Que Será. Then wrapping the set, a band called The Route 5 or The Route 5, another Japanese band. The track is called Lily. Now, this must be one of the most obscure Japanese group sounds bands. I can't find any information about them at all. So The Route 5, Lily, great Japanese group sounds. And that takes us to the end of Retrospect episode 396. Remember, there's going to be a lot more stuff coming up this year. I've got some ideas in mind for some special episodes, some themed episodes. I'm going to do another couple of Beatles-related episodes sometime soon, too.
This music can be coarse, fabulous.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Anyway, for this one, I'm going to leave you with another Japanese track. This one is from a guy called Yuzo Kiyama, or actually Yuzo Kiyama and the Launchers. Yuzo Kiyama was a Japanese popular musician. As a guitarist, he took inspiration from The Ventures, formed a lot of psychedelic surf music in the 60s using a Mosrite guitar. So he was part of that Aleki band thing that I've talked about a few times. Was very much a rival to Takeshi Terauchi, leading Aleki guitarist in Japan. And I've talked about the origins of group sounds a number of times, how a musician, actually it was Jackie Yoshikawa from the Blue Comets, who we've had on the show. Jackie Yoshikawa was on a Japanese TV show where the host challenged him and said, how can we call ourselves rock and roll bands when we struggle to pronounce rock and roll? He suggested that his interview subject should come up with a new name. The interview subject, Jackie Yoshikawa, turned that back on the host and said, well, how about you come up with a name? And the host said, let's call it Group Sounds. Now, that host was none other than Yuzo Kiyama, who had his own TV talk show. So wrapping retrospect for this, the first episode of 2020, Yuzo Kiyama and the Launchers. This is Angry Man, and I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Retrospect. Retrospect's Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
It was not a great job.